Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God to bless you, and welcome to a kingdom call, because it is truly kingdom time. Hallelujah. We are excited about another Wednesday night, midweek, awesome kingdom call service, and we welcome you. We thank you for taking your time to spend it with us. Hallelujah. You could be doing a lot of other things, but you have chosen to spend it with us. The next 45, 55 minutes, I decree, will be an awesome time of God's anointing and fresh rhema word. So to God be the glory. We welcome you again to a kingdom call. I am Elder Jordan, because it's kingdom time. Amen. We are excited to have you with us again on this Wednesday night. Our broadcast is every Wednesday at 9:30 Central Time. So we ask you now to take a moment and text your friend, email them, or give them a quick call and let them know that we are on. They can log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place, and they will see a kingdom call, or they can dial in at 310-982-4126 and join us with what God is sharing and doing with us on tonight. I do want to ask the listeners, when you dial in, to go ahead and mute or keep your background free, because we will bring you on live, free from noise and different distractions. We do, at the closer to the end of the broadcast or halfway through the broadcast, we will open up the line for prayer requests and for our time of intercession. So we want you to keep that in mind, that you're able to give us that prayer request. We can come in agreement with you. We are a ministry that believes in the power of prayer, and we want to join our faith with yours as we come into agreement, hallelujah, with what you are believing God for according to his word in your life. We know what God can do. We've seen his manifestation. We have seen the results. We have seen miracles, and we are standing with you with that prayer request. Amen. Now, we do have some things that God is doing with us, and we are so excited about that. And so we want to take a moment to allow Sister Monica to share the awesome kingdom work that God has us on, and to give you an opportunity to join in with us, to give you an opportunity to be a part of it, and more importantly, to give you an opportunity to pray and even plant a seed for a great harvest to help us continue to do what God has called us to do. So I'm going to yield the floor and allow Sister Monica, get your calendars, get your tablets, write these dates down, write down the address, because we are a kingdom ministry. We have no limits as to where we go, and we invite you who have the same heart, that has the same vision to be about the Father's business in the uttermost parts of the world. We invite you to come and go along with us, to meet us there, to join us there, or to support us as we go. So please listen tentatively, and we hope that you would support and be a part of that. God bless you. Sister Monica, are you there?
Amen. We want to remind you that each Monday at 9:30, we have the Kingdom Call. This is an intercessory prayer network prayer line. The number is 218-936-6142, 218-936-6142. The access code is 772-937, 772-937. This is an open prayer line. All intercessors, all prayer warriors, or anyone who just would like to pray is welcome to join us on the line each Monday at 9:30. Also, we want to remind you that each third Sunday we are at the Lusteric Jail ministering to the women, and they are also asking for new or used Bibles so that the ladies will be able to study to show themselves approved. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Coming up on the fourth Friday evening, from 6:30 to 9:30 at 3213 I-30, that's 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, we have our Laughter Love to Life. This is a social event that you don't want to miss. We have lots of fun, there's lots of laughter, and there's some food as well. So that's each fourth Friday evening from 6:30 to 9:30. Coming up on Friday, the Changing Directions Christian Center, located at 1615 Northampton Road in DeSoto, will be hosting a prayer watch. This is open to everyone from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. We want to come together and as a corporate voice and just lift up our churches, lift up the body of Christ, and lift up our nation before the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Coming up in August on the 14th, It is the Free, Focused, and Moving Forward Conference with the Miracle Temple Church at 754 West Pleasant Run in Lancaster. That's 754 West Pleasant Run in Lancaster. Elder Jordan will be one of the speakers on the 14th. The conference actually is from Wednesday the 12th until the 15th. For registration, you can go to www.sistersofsolidarity.org. That's www.sistersofsolidarity.org. And the telephone number for more information is 972-218-1940. 972-218-1940. Coming up in September, we ask that you please be in prayer for us as we go to the inner city of Baltimore. We're taking him to the church September 9th through the 13th. And we are excited, and we're seeking anyone who would like to go with us. We know that this is not a light assignment. This is a very heavy assignment. But we know that this assignment has been ordained by God. And so we have no worry and no fears. And we ask that you intercede for us as well as the souls who we will be ministering to. Coming up in November and December, we'll have our Thanksgiving feast and also the Christmas with the seniors. And we're asking for donations for those two events as well. You may send your prayer requests to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And when you do, we ask that you would use hashtag Kingdom Time or hashtag Kingdom Call. And that's for our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. To financially support Linda Jordan Ministries, we ask that you send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501 in Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you can go onto the website at lindajordanministries.com. That's lindajordanministries.com. And you can make a donation through PayPal. These are our announcements, and we thank you so very kindly.
Amen. God bless you for those announcements. I ask you to keep them in mind. You see that God have us on the move, and we are quite excited about it. She also mentioned our taking them to the street crusade. That's going to be in the inner city. We are, because this is a kingdom assignment, and we are called to be missionaries. Hallelujah. We extend this invitation to like-minded saints who want to go out and share the gospel. It's going to be an awesome time, and just get with us. We are in the planning stages. We want you to be a part of that. If you cannot go with us, help us to go. You can sow a financial seed. You can pray covering prayers and prayers of salvation, as we need it both to do what God has called us to do. This is good ground, and you will reap a harvest. Hallelujah. So nothing is too small. So whatever you can give to support us as we have our kingdom assignments before us, God will bless you, and we will be most grateful for what you do to support us. Keep us in prayer. We have our Thanksgiving feast coming up, and we feed 100 people or so, maybe 200. It just depends on who comes. But during the Thanksgiving season, people are most grateful, and there are those that are not as fortunate. We want to let them know that God loves them, and we love them too, and they too still have something to be thankful for. So help us to take it to the streets for our Thanksgiving, and then we'll be doing, as Monica mentioned, our Christmas with the seniors, which is always a awesome time and a blessing to give back to the widows and the elderly. So we have something that God has called us to do, and if you're not connected with a ministry, and even if you are, we still invite you to partner, connect, or support us. We have our night watch that's being held on Friday. This is the season that the saints need to be praying, not just the intercessors, not just the warriors, but every believer should understand that this is the time that we need to be found praying. So please just keep those announcements in mind. If you forgot something or missed something, you can email us. You can hit us up on Facebook. We'll be happy to give you whatever information you are needing. So God bless you. Just want to remind you that we have you as a live audience, so please be mindful of your background noise, and we will have our prayer tonight, as this is a prayer ministry that believes in the power of prayer. So you can text or email your prayer request. We have some that we have already received, and we will be praying during this time of a kingdom call. So let's go ahead and get back, hallelujah, into our study before we get into prayer. We started last week. Can everybody give a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus? Let me hear you in the house.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I love it. Amen. I hear you. Well, God bless you. It's just something when you can hear the saints coming in agreement with the word.
Praise God.
So God bless you. Amen. Thank you. We were talking last time about the three I am. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we were at the book of Romans, talking about Paul and how he so emphatically began to declare who he is or who he was, and that powerful teaching of the I am. You know, I just really felt like in what we're facing, what we're looking at, in things that we're dealing with in our lives, in our personal lives, things that we're dealing with in our country, things that we're dealing with in our communities, you know, we need to be reminded, glory to God, of who we are. Amen.
Yes.
And why we have what we have, and why we need to declare what we have. Amen. Because the world needs to know. Amen. The world is letting us know without a shadow of the doubt, you know, what they believe in and who they are. And they're postering on the boards, and they're plastering it on on the internet, and they're plastering it on the poster boards and on television, in the commercials. You know, they have not backed down one bit to let the world know who they are, what they stand for, and what they believe. Is anybody with me tonight?
Yes, amen.
Don't be slow. Don't be slow. Talk to me.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And because the world has taken such a stance and coming out of the closet with this and coming out of the closet with that, what about the believers? What about the saints? Where are we? And so I looked at the Apostle Paul with his awesome self. You know, we know his story. And Apostle Paul, he, you know, gives us his credentials, y'all, and he makes no apologies. Come on here. About who he is. Amen? He makes no apologies about it. He says he is a servant of the Most High God. Amen. He says he is an apostle who has been called, who has been sent. He is a preacher of the gospel. He's declaring this without a shadow of a doubt, without any fear. He's not backing up. He's standing flat-footed, and he's saying who he is. Amen? And the same authority that the Apostle Paul walks in, and the same anointing that is presented and rests upon him, I decree that the saints of the living God today must walk in that same power and authority. Amen?
Amen.
And
Amen.
So when we talk about the I Am, as we are reminded of what Apostle Paul says, let's go ahead and read Romans the first chapter, the 14th through the 16th verse. Amen? And we went over the first part of it on last week, and we'll touch that, and then we'll go to the other scripture that we're going to cover under these three I Ams. Amen? I am of the Apostle Paul. So the 14th verse says, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you, for that also in Rome. Goes on to say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Amen?
Yeah.
And so when he breaks that down, he talks about being obligated, a debtor. We talked about that last time, being a debtor. Being obligated, you know, have something that I must do. I'm obligated to do this. And you know, we understand the word debt. We clearly understand it as Americans because most of us have made some debt. Amen? And when we look at that, we've signed an agreement. We've signed a contract. We've put our name on the line that we will take care of this obligation. We will honestly, earnestly take care of this debt. You've trusted me with this. Come on now.
Yes.
And you can trust me. You've trusted me and you can trust me. And because of it, I will take care of it. Amen? That's how we look at debt. But when we look at what the Apostle Paul is talking about, glory to God, he's talking about a spiritual debt. Come on here. He's talking about a spiritual obligation. He's talking about something that is greater and far better than the natural debt. He's talking about a spiritual obligation. I am obligated. Amen?
Yeah.
I am a debtor first to God. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know what Paul was. We remember the life of Saul before he came Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I am indebted to him because of what he did for me.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And we are indebted to our Lord, our Savior, for what he did for us. We are indebted to the Father, glory to God, because of what he allowed his Son to be for us, our Savior. Come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And we are indebted, you know, and I take that even a step further. Because there are people that we are a debtor to. Mm-hmm. I'm indebted to God's Father, but I'm also a debtor to the person that taught me about the Lord, the person that raised me up in the gospel, the person that was before me an example of a godly person. Amen?
Amen.
I am a debtor to my father, Dr. Felton Williams Jr., because had he not been who he is in Christ Jesus, I wouldn't know the way. Come on now. I wouldn't know the way. I wouldn't know the way. I would not know the way. So I am a debtor to my father. I am a debtor to my pastor. He taught me. He teaches me. He guides me in the way. Amen? Teaching the word. And so we don't think like that. We think in the natural. So we're shifting like the Apostle Paul has shifted to use natural terminology for us to get a greater understanding of how we should flow in the spirit realm. Amen? So he talks about this debtor. He says that obligation is important. I've made a commitment, and because of what God has done for me, I've got to do this thing. You know, he opens up so emphatically in 14, I am a debtor. And that speaks with so much passion, so much, you know, love that the a debtor too. I am indebted to the gospel for what God's done for me. I don't care if you're Greek or barbarian. I don't care if you're rich or if you're poor. I don't care if you're Jew or Gentile. I don't care if you're black, white, purple, or pink. I don't care. If you are a human, I've got to share the gospel. I am indebted to tell you what God did for me, because he's the same God. He does not change. And if he will do it for, if he did it for me, he will do it for you. Amen? I'm reminded of the woman at the well. I'm reminded of the woman at the well who had to go tell somebody about this man who told her everything about her. That's where we have got to come in this hour. You know, we don't have long as it's not as long as it was for us to do what we need to do and must do as saints for the kingdom. We've got to tell somebody. Amen? And so, you know, this thing that Paul has just really grabbed a hold of, it is what we need to grab it. It says, I am a debtor. He says, I am ready. And I am not ashamed. Now that seals it right there. That should be the standard. That should be the declaration. That should be the character, the countenance of every believer. Every believer. Because we know how we are, or most of us, in terms of our credit, keeping our credit up. We are going to make sure that we take care of that bill. We're going to make sure that arrangements, and rightfully so, you signed your name. You are a woman and a man of
integrity. So if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. Amen? Yeah. So we're supposed to do that. But just as we are doing that and doing it timely, on time, as we're supposed to, so should we share the gospel. Amen? And obligated.
Amen.
I am obligated. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I am obligated as a believer because God saved me. My pastor raised me. I am obligated to go out and share this good news. Amen?
Amen.
With someone else. Amen?
Yes.
We cannot hold back.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sisters last time was she said she was reminded of how the people in the malls, and when she said that, you know, when we're at like a rodeo or at a concert or at anything like a performance, and those vendors are out there, those vendors have no shame and trying to get your attention to come to their booth.
Yeah.
They don't have any problem in hollering your name. Excuse me, we have fresh fruit. You know, we have whatever it is. They do. There is no shame. They are obligated to sell the food that they have prepared. And they do it, and they don't have any problems in hollering your name. Now, I don't hear a lot of people when I'm in the mall, when I'm out, saying, praise the Lord, God bless you.
Yeah.
How you doing? God loves you. I don't hear a lot of that.
No.
Like I hear a lot of other talk. What's up, dog? What's up, dog? Praise the Lord. God bless you. You know, we're not sharing this way that we can show our obligation, that we can show our debt to the kingdom without, you know, always preaching to somebody. There are many ways. You know, and then once you get that opportunity to pull them in and share the gospel, the Bible says it's with love and kindness they are drawn to us. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn how to show the love of Jesus Christ. Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said it doesn't matter what your race, creed, or color. I am obligated. I am a debtor to you to share this gospel. It's going to save you. It's going to keep you. It's what you need right now to succeed. It's what you need to keep you. Amen?
Yeah.
And so we have really, I tell you, I had this teaching really got in my spirit as what I am. I am obligated. I don't have a choice. The blood that Jesus shed will not go in vain because I won't tell it.
Yeah.
The teaching, the labor that my father as my pastor has given and gave me will not be in vain because I will tell it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I will tell it. That's who I am. That's what I am. He saved me. I'm like, I am a servant. I am a slave to the gospel. When you are a slave to something, that's who you are. That's what you do. You don't know anything else. Amen. Some people are slaves to something that they should not be. But it's a good thing when you become a slave of the Lord. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
A slave to the gospel. Hallelujah.
And then it goes on to the next verse. It says, I am ready.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yes. I am ready. Is anybody ready? Is anybody ready?
Yes.
Is anybody ready? We have to stay ready. We have to be ready in season and out of season. We cannot be lukewarm. Amen? We cannot in season. Amen? The Bible tells us to be ready to give a word.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Be ready to encourage. Be ready to be a blessing. Be ready to sow a seed. Be ready to encourage. Be ready to support the kingdom. We got. He says, so as much as is within me. Come on now. As much as is within me, everything that is in me, I am ready. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on. With everything that is within me, God, I'm ready to do this thing. I've made a commitment. I've taken the stand. I've received you as my Savior. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I said I would go. So as much as is in me, with everything that is in me, God, I surrender all, God. I give it all to you today. I am available for you, God.
Yes,
withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. I surrender it all. Come on here, y'all.
Yes.
I am ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to preach. I'm ready to love. I'm ready to forgive. I'm ready to let go of that. I'm ready, God. With everything that is within me, I'm ready to do what I need to do. That you would be glorified, not me. That you would be lifted up, not me. That men would see you in me. I'm ready, God. Glory to God. With all that is within me, God. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am ready. And when we look at that ready, there's in Acts, there's a ready of being prepared. I am ready. Amen. But in this passage, in Romans 1:15, that ready means eager. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I got to tell somebody. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I got to run and tell somebody about the good news of the gospel.
Yes.
The God that picked me up out of the muck and the miry clay. The God that set my feet on a solid foundation, and I'm standing today. The God that healed my body. The God that told me to run on. I'm eager. I'm eager. I'm eager. I'm eager. Glory to God. I'm eager to share this word. Hallelujah. That's
glory
the Greek in this ready. This word ready means being eager. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Being excited. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Being full of joy. Hallelujah. Letting that joy spill over on those that you come in contact with. Hallelujah. I'm ready to preach the gospel to whoever will come into my spheres of influence. You come close to me, I got to tell you about a man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The woman in the world said, I got to tell you about this man.
Yes.
My God, I've come across a man like no other man.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible tells us what this man will do, what he has done. This man turned water into wine. Hallelujah. This man raised the dead. Hallelujah. This man parted the sea.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This man, we got to tell people about the gospel of the good news.
Yes.
You know,
with
all of the technology and ways of getting the gospel out, can I tell you that there are still millions that have yet to hear the gospel? And when I tell you that a lot of that, those are right here in the U.S. of A. I was out evangelizing a few years ago, and because that's what we do. We take them to the streets. Hallelujah. And I came across a young girl. She was probably 16 or 17. She was pregnant. We was witnessing and sharing and letting her know how much God loved her and just talking to her. She had never heard of God. Never heard of God. Never heard of God. I was floored. I was just very surprised. You know, with all of the technology, television, radio, internet, you know, YouTube and all of the ways that the gospel is being shared, this teenager in Dallas, Texas, had never heard about God. But I can tell you, she was introduced to him that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. She was introduced to a man that would not abandon her. She was left. She's pregnant. She was introduced to a man that will accept her, will love her, that would be her daddy, that would accept her just as you. She was introduced to a man named Jesus, the one who died for her. She was introduced to his father. She was introduced to a family of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to tell the news. We have to let people, we have to be ready, saints. She was, and I'm sure just as I came up on her, that there are those that you can come up on.
Yes.
And if you ask a couple of questions, you too would find out that some of the people don't know about this man named Jesus, the one who gave his life for them, the one who died, hey, glory to God, that they could live. They don't even know that there is a man that loved them so much that he sent his only begotten Son. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so while Paul declares that he's always ready, I decree tonight on this broadcast that the saints of the living God will always be ready. Amen? We will always be ready. We will always be ready. We cannot be ready. We have to be ready to share God's love. Amen?
Yes.
We have to be ready to show ourselves as an encourager to our neighbor. I don't care if they're drunks. I don't care what they are. What were you before Jesus found you?
All right.
What were you before he found you?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter. We have to be ready to share the gospel. If you open up your mouth, he will speak. I just need somebody to open up the mouth, says the Lord. I just need someone to open If you're open with the love of Christ, he'll speak. And it will set the captives free if we are ready to the gospel. I'm excited, saints. I'm excited that I can grab from the Apostle Paul and speak to my spirit to stay ready in season and out of season when I'm feeling like it and when I'm not, because it's not about me anyway. Is that right, saints? It's not about us. Amen. Jesus didn't always feel good. The Apostle Paul didn't always feel good. Things didn't always go right. We know his story. But he was obligated. I have no choice. Amen. If I can speak, I'll speak of the gospel. If I can walk, I'll go and tell the gospel. I must be about my Father's business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. The I am of the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. And I receive that. I am. I am a debtor. Hallelujah. I am ready to go. Hallelujah. I am not ashamed. Thank you, Jesus. God talks about who he is. He talks about who he is. I am the bread of life. And we're going to go in. But right now, we need to declare. As we finish this journey, hallelujah, as we continue this journey, as we deal with situations where the enemy want to trip us up and take our eyes off of the king and cause us to not believe in what the word says. But I am a debtor to the word of God.
I am a debtor to the word of God.
Yes. No matter what comes, I am a debtor. And I am ready. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. The lines are open. Want to pause right now. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word, God. Jesus, keep me near the cross. For our prayer request. Hallelujah. We have some prayer requests. We want to pray for, had a family that lost her mother, Robertson's family. She's requested prayer. We have one of our other daughters in the ministry for her father. Well, we got the praise report. We prayed for him last week. Hallelujah. Praise report is that he has gone home and is doing well. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
We like the praise report. We need to hear the praise report.
Yes.
So send those into us as well. Hallelujah. We have one of the other requests for sister who wants to have a closer walk with the Lord and to hear God as she continues to seek him. Amen. An entrepreneur. Yeah. So we are lifting her up, Veronica. Hallelujah. And as we open up the lines are open. Hallelujah. We want to continue to pray for my father and Pastor Williams and our family here as we continue to believe God for a complete and total miraculous healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
And for our crusade, because it is about the souls. There are souls that are still out there that are waiting for us. Hallelujah. So we want to remember
the crusade and the souls. Hallelujah. And we'll open up the lines and let you come forth as we will be in prayer.
Amen.
Is there a prayer request?
Yes.
Could you pray for the Harris family?
The Harris family, absolutely.
Is there any specific?
Okay.
With the closer walk with God.
Amen. God
bless you. I would like to ask for a prayer for my nephew, Darius Brookin. Darius. Darius.
Okay. Brookin. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for protection while you out in the world.
Amen. Amen. Pray for our young people.
Yes. I'm asking for prayer for my twin brother. His name is Calvin Waiters. Calvin Waiters.
Calvin.
He's in the hospital in Charleston, South Carolina. He's going to camp.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Last year, and he's had about three surgeries, but he's God, with the will of God, he's still hanging in there. But I ask him for prayer for him. He's my twin.
Amen.
I'm Harry Mumford, and my twin brother is Calvin Waiters.
What's the last name?
His name Waiters.
What's the last
name? Waiters. Waiters.
Okay. God bless you, Sister Mumford. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah. Is there another? Okay, let's see. I think we have, okay. Oh, let me make all of the lines live. I apologize. Okay, all of the lines are open.
Okay, now, I have a prayer.
Is there any other? Okay, go right ahead.
I don't know if you already heard it. You may have heard it, but I just said to pray for all the kids returning back to schools from colleges to all of them because of the different things they're trying to teach them and put in the schools with the gay marriage and the same sex, all of that. So we want to pray for our children that they will keep in mind what they're taught at church, what they're taught from home, and live that life when they get back in school. And I also ask for a special prayer request for my own self that some things that are coming up, some different tests that I have to take, that God will show them all to be negative. And by his stripes, I know I am healed, and any and everybody else that's
there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And anyone else? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to have, this is intercession. We'll have Pastor Don to come forth in prayer as we come in agreement. Hallelujah. Pastor Don, are you there?
Glory, hallelujah. Glory to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we offer up sacrifice of praise right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father
thank
God,
you,
we
thank you, Lord.
We offer
thank you,
ourselves as vessels,
yes.
separated for the gospel.
Glory yes. to your name.
I thank you, Father God, that as we have been ministered to the word of God,
hallelujah.
Lord, that we know, Father God, that your word says that the
thank
gospel
you, Father.
Is the power of God unto salvation.
Until
the goodness,
salvation.
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Lord.
We thank you that not only is it the power of God unto salvation, but that word salvation means sozo, which is everything included. So, Father, as we know that our loved ones and as we know that they have received
hallelujah,
you and they become Christians, Father, and they are saved, that they have everything that pertains to life and godliness. They have every promise that you've given us, Father. You said that if we are heirs and we are children of Abraham, then we are
thank
heirs.
You, Father God.
So I thank you, Father God, that we have a right. That we have a right as Christians, as believers, to declare and decree what your word has given
hallelujah.
Us. You said whatever we desire when we pray, believe that we receive it and we shall have it.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you said that this
glory.
Is the confidence that we have in you. If we
this
ask anything according to your
yes,
will,
Lord.
That you hear us. And we know that if you
thank
hear
you,
us,
Father.
You said that we should have the very petitions that we desire. Furthermore,
yes,
your word says if we abide
hallelujah.
In you and your
yes,
words
God.
Abide
yes, God.
In
us, yes, God. Yes,
you
God.
Said we
yes,
shall
God.
Ask
thank you, Father.
Whatever we will,
ooh, glory
and it
to your
shall
name,
be
God.
Done.
Hallelujah,
and Father
Jesus.
God, we know that you watch over your word. We know that you hasten to perform your word. So we thank you, Father God, that your word will
hallelujah.
Not return unto you void,
yes.
but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do.
Yes.
Father God,
mm-hmm.
your
thank
word,
you, Father
God, is forever
tonight, God.
Settled
hallelujah.
In heaven. Your word,
mm-hmm.
Father
settled.
God, is forever settled in heaven.
Settled.
And there
hallelujah.
Is power. There is
yes.
wondrous
thank you, Lord.
Working power in
yes.
the blood of the Lamb. It is
yes,
the blood, hallelujah, that still speaks on
yes.
our behalf
yes.
today. It is the
glory.
Shedding of his blood that has washed
thank
us
you,
white as snow. And Father God,
yes.
I thank you that healing, hallelujah, healing belongs
yes,
to the children. It is the children's bread.
Yes,
so we declare
God.
The free healing right now to all
yes,
of
hallelujah.
Those that are in need of healing in their body. We pray for Pastor Williams and his family right now.
Yes,
thanking you, Father God, that
Jesus.
You are Jehovah Rapha. You're the Lord
oh,
God,
God.
That healing free. Father God, I pray for Minister Denise, thanking you that healing right now flows through her body. That her body's a temple of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Waiters, Kevin, right now we
thank
come
you,
in the greet right
you.
Now in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God, that you're his healer. You are the Lord his healer. You are the Lord God
yes,
Almighty.
Father.
You
yes,
sent
Father.
Your word
yes,
and healed all
healed.
Of his disease. So you are
thank
the Lord.
You, Lord.
The healer. You are the Lord,
yes, Father.
Our God.
Yes.
You are the Lord
hallelujah.
Almighty. You are God
yes,
Almighty. And we thank you, Father. We glorify you, Father. We thank
hallelujah.
You, God, that we have it now. You said
yes.
when we pray, believe that we
believe.
Receive it and we
and
shall
we
have it.
And
so
we
declare
it.
We decree,
yes, we believe.
You said whatever we find on earth is already bound in heaven. You said whatever we loose on earth is already loose in heaven. So we bind sickness, we bind disease, we bind the lies of the devil. Father God, we thank you that you've already won the victory. You've already won the victory. Father God,
hallelujah.
That you've already made a show of the enemy, triumphing over
yes,
him
Father.
In it. And you have made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so the greater one lives on the inside of us. Our children, the greater one lives on the inside of them. Oh, we thank you that their minds are renewed with the word of God. And when they hear things that don't line up with the word, they continue to
speak
your word, Father. Oh,
yes,
we glorify you. Lord,
Hallelujah.
We magnify
glory,
Lord,
glory,
we declare
glory.
There is peace in the room tonight. We declare there is healing in the room tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, this is the day, this is the hour that you will demonstrate by your mighty power, because we have asked and we have decreed and we have asked
you,
Father. The
Father,
in Jesus' name. And you said that you would give it to us. So there's no doubt and there's no reason to pout, because our God has already brought us out. And we're more than conquerors.
Well,
we live a life set apart for this gospel.
Yes,
we live a life set apart for this gospel. The good
thank
news,
you, Lord.
And we are not ashamed.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
God, we glorify and thank you.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus
Father.
Name.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we praise you.
You are.
We glorify you. We exalt you God.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, God.
Yes.
We bow before you. God.
Yes.
We lift you high tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We worship
Hallelujah.
In spirit and in truth, for you seek in touch,
right.
God.
May
they that will worship you. Here we are, God.
May they
You are
the King of Kings.
Oh, casting our cares on you,
you
God.
Are
for your yoke is easy and your burdens
Lord.
Are light, God.
Yes.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You tonight, God. We thank
Hallelujah.
You tonight, Lord God.
Yes.
That we are servants of the Most High God. Oh, God, we are ready tonight, God. Ready tonight, God, to stand in the gap, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're ready, God. We're ready, God. We're ready, God. As we have the whole armor tonight, Lord God.
Yes.
We give you praise, God, as we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, God. Forgive us tonight,
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Anything that would separate us. Forgive us tonight, God, for anything that we've said or done that wouldn't bring you glory, that didn't bring you glory. God, forgive us, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you. You remind us that you're faithful to do it if we would simply come with a heart of repentance
and
a spirit of forgiveness. Father,
Hallelujah.
We thank you tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you because you are good to us, God. You've been better to us, Father, than we've been to ourselves, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you tonight because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the one that heals me. You are the bright and the morning star. You are the bridge of our troubled waters. You are the lily in our deep and dark valleys. You are the great I am. And we praise you tonight, God.
Yes.
Oh, how we need you tonight, Daddy. We cry before you, God. We cry unto you tonight. Be often the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, we reach for you tonight, God. Father, we reach to you, God. We reach for you, God, because we need you tonight, Father. We thank you for the Harris family, God.
Yes,
we bind the enemy that wants to divide family. We thank you for family tonight, God. We thank you for the structure of the family. Hallelujah. We thank you for the husbands, the fathers, the mothers, the wives, the children. We thank you for the structure of the family. And we decree and declare that everybody are in their place and in their position, doing what you've called and created them to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you that the men are taking their rightful place as priests of their homes, as they seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory. We call every man that is not in position and in place to position in the name of Jesus. We call them out of the drug houses. We call them out the streets, God. We call them out of the gambling houses. We call them out of pornography. We call them out of drugs. We call them out of homosexuality. We call them, God, out of the prisons, God. We call them from under the bridges. Oh, God, we call them in, God. We call them back, God. We call them back. God, we call them back to where they're supposed to be, God. Men of God. Fathers, husbands, men of God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every demon that wants to destroy the male seed. We bind every demon that wants to destroy our men, God. Our men who are to take leadership, who are to take, oh God, role as leaders, as the head.
Yes, God.
We bind every fetter. We come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you that our men are set free, Father, free in their mind, free in their body, free in relationships, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for families, and we thank you for the praise report of the Harris family as they walk closer, as they seek you, God, as they cry out for you. Cause them to be a praying family. Hallelujah. Not ashamed of the gospel. Ooh, glory to God. Not ashamed to call on your name, for you are a very present help, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We pray for Darius tonight and his protection, Lord God, and all of our young men and all of our children that are still walking in darkness, that are still being pulled by the lust of the world and the lust of the eyes, Lord God. We pray for them. We pray, we cover them, God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. And we say that the enemy will not snuff them out, will not, oh God, cut their lives short. We cover them in the blood. And we thank you that they will open up their eyes and the chains will fall off, Lord God. And they will seek you. And we'll live for you, God, and give you the glory. We come against every type of addiction. We come against every stronghold. Hallelujah. Every trick, every scheme, and every plot of the enemy. We cover their mind with the blood of Jesus. We cast down every vain imagination, God. And anything that tries to exalt itself over you, Father. We thank you that our children are blessed. They are the head. They are above. They are king's kids. They're more than a conqueror. God, we call them into the kingdom, God. For you said our whole house, everyone in our household shall be saved. We stand on your promises tonight, Father. Glory to God. And we're not wrong about what we see, God. For we decree and declare your word, Father. Your word. What did you say about it, God? We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We pray for Brother Calvin Weird. We thank you, God. We cancer. We curse cancer. We curse it. Curse it. At the very root, God. We curse every form of cancer. And We thank you for complete and total healing. We decree tumors to shrink. We command healthy hearts. We bind heart disease. We come against Crohn's disease. Hallelujah. Heart attack, heart disease, strokes in the name of Jesus. He cut it over. High blood pressure, God.
Yes, God.
Back conditions, God.
Yes.
Every form of sickness and disease. AIDS.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, it has to bow. Lung disease. Hallelujah. Blood disease. Kidney disease. Liver disease. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even arthritis, you must go. Crippling arthritis, we speak to you in the name of Jesus. Migraine and seizure in the name of Jesus. I speak to Victor in Atlanta and Emory Hospital. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Is anything too hard for our God?
No,
nothing is too hard for you.
Nothing is too hard.
Every form of sickness in our family, even on the broadcast, the listeners that are dealing with any type of sickness, Father, we stand on your word.
Yes.
We stand on your word. We thank you, God, for the miracle working power through our Father. Through every pastor. We lift up every pastor.
Yes.
Every pastor, every person that is leading and preaching the gospel, we cover them in the blood of Jesus, the body of Christ. We pray, oh God, for the Jews and the Gentiles. We pray for Israel. We pray for the peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We pray for our government, our country.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We release the angels, the warring angels, through the four corners of the universe to stay on their own.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Name,
we
God.
Thank you for the souls, God, those that are lost, God.
Mm-hmm.
You said if I be lifted up, I'll draw them. God, we lift you up for every lost soul to come to you tonight, Father, to find you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You draw them. You draw them. You draw them unto you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, God. Set the captives free. Somebody is waiting for a report, God. Somebody heard a negative report, God. Someone is on the verge of being put out. My God, my God, my God. Someone is waiting for somebody to be a blessing. God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit. Touch and intervene. Turn it around, God. We say debt cancellation over hospital bills that are mounting. Debt cancellation. Zero it out, God. Zero it out, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, loans and school loans, Father. Struggling to get an education, now struggling to pay it off. Zero it out, God. Zero it out. Cancel it. Debt pay. Hallelujah. Mortgage payment for those that have been living for you, God, and want to give to the kingdom, God. Free up that mortgage. Free up that money, God. Cancel out. Paid in full. Oh, God, we just thank you for increase in the body of Christ. We thank you for promotion. We thank you, oh, God, for creative ideas to bring in wealth, oh, God, to take care of our families and to provide for the kingdom, God, to be a blessing to those that are less fortunate. You can trust us, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We just praise you tonight. For you alone are God. We thank you for the crusade, oh God, that you are sending us to in the streets of Baltimore. Ah, oh God, thank you for trusting us to go, God. What a privilege it is to go to the highways and the byways and to share the good news. I'm ready, God. I'm ready. I'm ready with eager excitement to share. We pray for that area. We pray for the souls. We pray for the churches. We pray for the community. We pray for the families. We pray, oh God, for the area that has been affected. Oh God, we cover it in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for miracles with signs and wonders to follow, God. Bless everything we put our hand to do, God, as we go to be a blessing into the city. We thank you for the increase,
Lord.
The increase of souls, the increase of healing, the increase of miracles. We thank you that it will never be the same, Father. Bless every person that is connected into this broadcast tonight, Father.
Yes, God.
That unspoken request, God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we can ask. We thank you that we have great faith to believe you for what seems to be impossible. For we know nothing is impossible with you, our God. And, Father, we take this time right now to pray over the seed, the offerings, and the persons that have sold into this ministry, that we can continue to be about the Father's business. Bless them a hundredfold, God. Let them see the harvest from the seed that has been planted in this rich soil. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for, you said you would give seed to the sower, those who have a heart to sow. God, you will give them a seed to sow. And we thank you for what has come in and what's yet to come in. God, we give it back to the kingdom of God. Now, God, I ask that you cover the family of those who are going on this assignment. We cover each family in the blood of Jesus. And we bind the enemy from trying to come in to bring opposition. To bring confusion, to bring division, you cannot enter in. It's covered in the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you that we are ready. Hallelujah. Because we are a debtor to the kingdom of God. And we thank you. That ye who's begun this work in us, my God, oh, glory to God, you will complete it. We thank you,
Sir.
We thank you that you complete us, thing.
Yes,
we give you praise, Father.
Yes,
we give you all the glory.
All the glory.
We give you all the honor.
Hallelujah.
For you are worthy. Thank you, Daddy.
Yes,
thank you, God, for being who you are in us, ordering our steps, guiding our going in and our coming out, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
You've been good to us, God. We can see those that don't have it all together. Some are paralyzed.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Some have slurred speech. Some cannot think quite clearly. Some are racking in pain. But here we are, God. Woo! I say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that your hands are still on us. We can do, we can go, we can get around, Thank you, God. We take for granted the small things, God.
Yes, God.
That some can't do and we can freely do. And we fail to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
You. We can do it because of you. We're in our right mind because of you. Hallelujah. We have activities of our limbs because of you, God.
Yes, God.
Father, we thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father. Keep your hands on us. We'll be careful to give you all the glory.
Yes,
and we thank you in the name that is above every name.
Yes.
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Peace of the living God. The peace of the living God.
Yes,
glory,
God.
Glory, glory. Thank you for your peace tonight, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father. My God, my God, my God. Yes, God.
God.
Something about that name, Jesus.
Yes.
Sweetest Lord. Name I know, Jesus.
Yes, God.
God, I give you praise tonight. Yes, I do, God. Yes,
God.
I do. Yes, I do, God.
Yes, I do.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. You're good, God. You're good.
Yes.
There is no one like you.
Yes.
Yes, heaven,
God.
And earth.
Yeah, God.
But your word, God. Your word will stand forever.
Hallelujah.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I thank you, Lord. How I love you. How I love you, Lord.
Yes.
Move in the midst of your children.
Yes,
move,
God.
We
yes,
need
God.
You to move, God. We need you to move, Father. We need you to move, Daddy. We need you to move, Mom.
Yes, God.
We need you. We need you. We need you.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody is crying out for you, God.
Thank
for
you,
mercy.
God.
Someone is crying out for peace, a peace of mind. Someone is crying out for the joy of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Someone is crying out for healing on tonight. Someone, Daddy.
Yes, God.
Meet the need tonight, God. Meet the need tonight, God. We ask you to do it, God. We ask you to do it. We ask you to do it.
Yes, God.
We ask you to do it, Daddy. We ask you in Jesus' name. You said whatever we ask.
Yes,
you
God.
Said it in your word, and doubt not.
I
believe.
Yes.
Oh, God. Woo! Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I believe. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My God. God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father. Miracles, God. Nothing is too hard for you. We cast our cares on you, God.
Yes,
on you tonight. On you tonight. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight, Father. How we need you tonight, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are righteous. Thank you, Father. My God. My God, my God, my God.
Glory to God.
We look to you tonight, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We look to you.
Thank you, Lord.
We look to you tonight, Father. We look to you. We heard the report, God. But we look to you, God. We got the bill in the mail, God. We still look to you, God.
Yes,
we look to you tonight, Father. We look to you, God. Thank you for intervening. Thank you for turning it around. We trust you with what you do, God. For no one can do it like you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Jesus. Such a sweet spirit. My God, my God, my God. Your peace, God. Your peace. Your peace, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Send it to where it needs to go, God. Hey, glory, mama. Yeah, God. Send it to where it needs to go, God. Your peace tonight, God. Jesus. Thank you, God. All up and down our neighborhood, God. All up and down, in and out of the hospital halls and rooms, God. The nursing homes, God. The jail. The prison. Under the bridges, God. In the shelters, God. In the homes, God. In your peace. Send your anointing. Destroy the work of the enemy. God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise tonight. There is a presence.
Yes, God.
Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The peace of God that's passed. all chaos, all misunderstanding, all confusion, the peace of God, for one on the job, in the family, in relationships, one peace of God, in the body of Christ, one the peace of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. The peace of God. You will rest tonight. And you will get good rest tonight. Yes. You will rest in the peace of God tonight. And you will rise commanding the blessings of God to overtake you on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it is so.
Yes, God.
It is so. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is Elder Jordan, and this is a kingdom call. God bless you. Hashtag us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I am a debtor. Hashtag I am ready. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It is a kingdom call. We love you. We so appreciate you. Go in the peace of God. We'll be back. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you and stay on the wall. That is my prayer in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Holy, 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 holy are you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Moving by your Spirit, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.